everyone, and welcome to Psychic Sandbox, live on Body Mind Spirit Radio, weekly on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. This is your opportunity to listen live with host psychic medium Cindy Lee Cock of Spirit Messages. Playfully and joyfully, the Psychic Sandbox radio show offers tools to expand your approaches to tapping into sacred energy and psychic experiences. Share your exciting experiences on air, get a psychic or a mediumship reading, and possibly win a prize. If you would like a free one-question reading today, please call in at 646-378-0378 and push 1 to be put into the queue. I want to remind all of our listeners that Cindy does readings in the last half hour of the show. And now I give you your wonderful host, Cindy Leacock.
Thanks, Courtney. And hi, everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Sandbox. Again, my name is Cindy Leacock, and I'm your radio host today. I am a psychic medium, and I have been intensely studying, using, and testing psychic methods since about 1973. And you can sign up for a full psychic mediumship reading with me on my website at www.cindyleacock.com. It's C-I-N-D-I. L-E-A-C-O-C-K. I'm doing my annual August sale right now, so a half-hour reading is only $39.99, which is a really great deal, and I would love to talk with you. I just enjoy my clients so much, and I continue to pray for my clients after they work with me, and I hope that we'll be lifelong friends. So please go to my website and book a reading today. Well, I am wrapping up my summer radio show. The last show will be August 31st. So I hope you will stay in touch with me. You can email me off my website anytime with any question about spirit or psychic abilities. You know, really, I am an open resource to you at any time now and in the future. And I send up prayers to all of my listeners. I ask the angels to protect you, everyone past and present who has listened to the radio show. I feel very strongly that we are all here for a reason and that we are meant to be together and we are blessed. The last show will be on August 31st, so I hope you will stay in touch with me and finish your beginning certificate, your psychic certificate. I haven't heard from anybody who's finished it yet. I know some of you are working on it. Go ahead and re-listen to archive shows that are on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and learn about, right now there's 9 different ways of drawing in psychic energy and 9 methods of psychic methods. And I will complete 3 more of those over the rest of August. You can take your psychic certificate level 1 completion call with me at any time, even after the show is over. And all the information that is in the archive shows is on our Tumblr blog. So go to Tumblr, Psychic Sandbox, all one word. That's Tumblr, Psychic Sandbox, all one word, to learn all the different methods, to look at the books that are recommended, all the different ideas that we've shared on the radio. So today, as you heard, I'm going to do one question readings for you at the beginning of the hour. And that also includes your major soul lesson in this lifetime. Also, I would really like to take questions that you have about the spirit world. What do you want to know about when you cross over or somebody in your family crosses over? What are you likely to, or what can you expect in that experience? And I'll tell you more about that later in the show, so please stay tuned with us until then. So, if you would like a reading today, please call our phone number. It's 646-378-0378. 646-378-0378. All right. Okay. It's recess time. We are out the door. We're putting life behind us. And it is time to play in the psychic sandbox. Each week we start recess, grab a pen and paper, get a cup of coffee or an iced tea or soda, put your feet up, sink into your chair and relax your body for the next hour. So take your time getting settled while I discuss the nature of the psychic sandbox. So what is a psychic sandbox? It's a metaphor. Let me explain. Here, as if we are standing at recess in kindergarten, when we used to run over to the sandbox as fast as we could, jump in the sand, wet or not, and try to fill our pails with all the sand we could, and then make beautiful castles, sticking sticks in the turrets, you know, making a moat. Oh, my favorite thing was making a moat, filling it with water, because I wasn't very good at the sculpting part. So now we try and do everything possible that we can do with the divine golden light, which is represented by the sand in our metaphor. So just like we had infinite sand, you could get infinite sand out of the beach, you know, out of the sandbox, the bags of sand. You could have all the sand in the world you want. You have all the divine golden light energy in the world that you want. You can call it to yourself and fill all your psychic bodies, your etheric body, all the way out. Fill yourself with as much energy as you want. And what we do is give you time to focus and to relax and to learn these ways of invoking this divine golden energy. And then we take a psychic practice that anybody can do, and we learn to be psychic mediums. You know, we know now that it's true, because so many people with previous psychic medium experiences have learned to be great psychic mediums. In the previous past, you were either born with the gift or you weren't, or it ran in your family. There were people in Europe that had it. There were all these different ideas that we had that it was special people that had these talents. But that is not true. They, for some reason, tuned in to those frequencies, but everyone can tune into those frequencies and learn how to increase your rate of frequency and hear, see, touch, and feel all the different vibrations of others on the other side. And you can see different ideas and hear from your spirit guides to move forward in your life. They give you great ideas for success. So you all know who tune in regularly that I love to hear people's psychic experiences that are new to learning psychic methods. And each week we give a prize to a person who has tried a psychic method that we've shared on the air. And this week we are giving away a free reading by me, a half-hour reading, to whoever calls in with their own psychic experience from the show. And this week, I'm going to give a free reading to anybody who calls in who has a question about something that they tried psychically and how that went. So call in at 646-378-0378. 646-378-0378. So I think I've mentioned this, but did you know that you can be awarded a free beginning psychic certificate from the Psychic Sandbox Show? And it's really easy and it's really fun. And then you can take this to any other psychic class in the future to show that you are ready for level 2. I know some of you are working on the certificate, so everyone else, please feel free to send me a question about doing it. As I said, you can go to the email form on the last page of my website. I will write you back within a day. I really want to stay connected with you. I will reply with a couple of questions so I can personalize your teaching just for you. And we'll have a one phone conversation for coaching, and I'll give you a free reading. So overall, everyone who will practice and learn 6 techniques for 6 weeks and choose their favorite method of psychic work, they will begin using in the future. The certificate program is free. The program is listed on the blog. We write down this Tumblr search blog, Psychic Sandbox, all one word, and all the instructions are listed. And again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email me. So I want to talk a little bit about why I love learning about psychic methods, and I just love learning about drawing in the God energy, the golden divine light energy, the oneness, however you refer to that higher power. So I was at a loss when after I was in my, 18 or 19, I didn't know about how to take a direction in life. I was very confused by all the choices, and, I was born during a time where when I came out of adolescence, the women's movement was popular. And so I was drawn in two directions. My family thought of women as a person who has a family. And I was being taught in college that I was going to learn to have a career. And the whole thing made me very anxious, and I really did not feel like I was sorting myself out. So I started to ask if there was anybody on the other side, any spirit that would help me. And I started to get signs about what to do and how to move forward. I got help for a relationship I was in. I was engaged to a man. And Spirit, really shared with me this was not a good relationship for me. And I was nudged in the direction of breaking up that engagement. And so for me, the first very important thing I love about, working on my psychic abilities is getting direction and ideas about taking the path that really expresses myself. The second thing I love about learning psychic methods is that I can tell people that things that help them. It is the most rewarding feeling to tell somebody, something you saw in your third eye, your mind's eye, and they go, "Oh my gosh, that's exactly what's happening. Oh, that's exactly right. Oh, thank you so much." And they cry sometimes. So I got off the phone last week after my radio show, and my dad called, and he said, "How did your show go?" And I said, "Oh, Dad, I feel so great. I helped someone." And that was an incredible breakthrough for my dad and myself, because he realized that how deeply meaningful it was to me on an emotional level to be able to help people in that way. So my family has been very accepting of me being a psychic medium, with a few exceptions, just because they haven't been introduced to it in a way that's been helpful for them. And that has brought me closer to my family. So the third most important reason that I love being a psychic medium is that it has healed my family from a horrible loss. And I've been able to be in touch with my mother, who died last year, to be able to talk to my mom, even though she's gone. It is unbelievable to me how wonderful it is. I'll tell you a dream I had. I dreamt that my mother came to the door, and I opened the door and I said, "Mom, you're solid. You can't be solid. You're dead." And it was my unconscious telling me that I am so used to seeing her as spirit, sparkly light, that I barely recognize her now in a physical body. So those are some of the reasons that I am so passionate about you learning to be psychic and be a medium, because there are so many rewards. It's impossible to describe them all, because it just continues to span out and span out. I mean, you give a reading to somebody and that changes their life, or it might change their mother's life to hear from the father who she misunderstood, and something happened, and the father was able to communicate what really happened. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to learn to do. And I hope with all my heart, if anyone becomes a psychic medium, because of the show, this will make me incredibly happy. So what methods have you been playing with? Did you try the meditation from last week? We worked on opening our third eye chakra, and we're going to do that again today. And I hope that everyone is having exciting psychic experiences. There's nothing like the first time when you see something psychically. I had a dear, dear, dear family member, probably the family member that's closest to me, see something for the first time psychically. And I was on the phone with her when it happened. And, oh, my gosh, it was so exciting. So this retunes your energy permanently and your mind. You feel connected to your higher self and other spirit guides. You are never alone once you start to see psychically. So ask your spirit guides to help you. Even if you can't see them or hear them, they will start communicating with you in a way you can understand. They will give you signs. So I want to recommend a book to you. Of all the books I have ever read, the best book for understanding the spirit world, what it's like when you cross over for any type of person, because everybody has a different experience when they go into spirit. It's called A World Beyond by Ruth Montgomery. And this is on the blog, A World Beyond by Ruth Montgomery. She will detail what happened when many famous people crossed over. She goes in detail about Hitler, about President Kennedy, and many, many more. And not only that, she tells us where different people are and where they've reincarnated and what they are doing. And she gives some really interesting information on Thomas Jefferson. So, you know, I just hope that you'll read it. I really hope you'll go to the Tumblr blog and look at the book. Again, Tumblr, Psychic Sandbox, all one word. So stay with us now, because this hour is all for you. If you'd like a reading or if you have a question, please call 646-378-0378. So every week we learn a new tradition from a different country or culture. And today we're going to be invoking divine golden light. And it's coming from a woman named Barbara Brennan from the United States. She is our first United States healer, and she is the author of Hands of Light and Light Emerging. So she's used her ability to see, to feel, to hear, and touch divine energy around all living things since childhood. When she reached adulthood, she became a counselor and began to see, as she did in childhood, colors around her clients. And she calls this clairvoyance high sense perception. So Barbara is a healer. And I just learned this the other day from a radio show I was listening to, that you could be three different things primarily. If you're a healer, you like to touch the body, you love to garden, you love to spread love to everyone around you, bake cookies for new people in the neighborhood. You have a green, strong green in your aura. If you're a psychic, you really like to know the future. You like to be able to tell people what's going to happen in a relationship. You're really excited by knowing concrete things about life. And in that case, you have blue and yellow in your aura. So if you're really attracted to these colors, I would say that you could say confidently you're a psychic. Now, if you really like the light lavender colors around you, you see it around your head, you love amethyst crystals, you are most likely strong in mediumship. And the strength of the color of the lavender indicates how advanced you are in the mediumship ability. So a light lavender is a person who hasn't worked on their mediumship lessons yet. A medium with medium lavender color is learning. She's working, or he is practicing. And then the dark lavender is for the people that have mastered mediumship. So Barbara has a fantastic meditation for bringing in the golden light. And I'm going to read this to you. So close your eyes. Get comfortable. Okay. Are you ready? And get relaxed. First, I want you to imagine a gold tube up and down your spine. Imagine a gold tube up and down your spine. Now visualize a white golden ball above your head. Bend the ball above your head. Ask the highest energy in the universe, the divine golden energy, ask the conscious energy to fill your white ball with everything you need. Everything, all the information, all the nutrients, the beings, the love. Write your name on a little plaque, put it inside your white ball. If you're having problems, write your problems and put it in the white ball. Okay, as you calmly breathe, the ball slowly sinks down through the tube and into the central part of your body to the solar plexus. So as you calmly breathe, the ball slowly sinks down through the tube and into the central part of your body to the solar plexus. Then watch the ball turn gold. Grow that ball like a sun inside your solar plexus. Imagine it growing out. Allow it to fill your physical body with golden light. See that ball going right to the edges of your physical body and around it. Bring in more light. See a shower head above your golden tube at the top of your head. That shower just pours golden light down the tube, filling your body, filling it like a bubble that now expands out to circle your astral body. Very, very high vibration, very high vibration, golden light, divine golden light, filling, and divine, divine peace. Sit for a moment and ask this conscious golden light to heal your mind, heart, and body. Divine golden energy, I ask that all of us on the radio show, listening, talking, working, please fill us all with the healing golden light for our mind, our heart, our body, and now our soul. And we are at peace. Now wait just a moment. I want you to see yourself, just you, without any bodies. Who are you? Where are you? Can you just experience just pure, your pure self with nothing? All the golden light has erased everything. You're just swimming in a field of golden light consciousness. There's just you, your personality, who you really are. Everything is dissolved. Just you. You in your perfection, just as you were created. You were created in a perfect way. You are perfect, just the way you are. Now I'm going to slowly have you go back to your body. Touch your thighs. Just sit there for a moment, touching your thighs, remembering who you are. And for the rest of the day, I want you to go back to that moment when you experienced just who you are. Just experience your pure, perfect self. And now I'd like you to begin to come back to your entire body and open your eyes. That beautiful meditation is in Barbara Brennan's book, The Hands of Light. I think it's incredibly validating that we experience our pure self with none of our baggage every day. When you can experience in meditation, get to meditation to the point where you can dissolve everything around you and you are just floating in that golden light which has dissolved everything but pure you. That is the height. That is the height, and that is where you can go to every day about yourself. So I'm going to give you a mnemonic, which is, you know, four letters to remember when something's upsetting you and you want to get back to that place where you are perfect. So the word is soda, which we talk about every week. The word is soda. Okay, I'm going to say, my husband is driving in the car and he doesn't listen to me. I say, there's a car coming, and he's from the right, and he slams on the brake. Finally, I am very angry that he hasn't been careful. So I'm full of anger. Okay, so the first thing you do is stop. That's the S in soda. The second thing you do is you observe. Go, oh, I am extremely angry. Feel it. I am feeling a lot of anger. And then what I want you to do is to detach. Imagine yourself pulling a plug, plugs into your anger, however it creates in your body, and pull the plug. And then confirm, affirm, re-experience that pure moment of self. It's who you really are. The A stands for Atma, which means that pure kernel of you that is you through all lifetimes, through any experience that you ever have since the moment you were created, that divine moment when you fell from divine unity. You have been this perfect kernel through every single experience you've ever had. So meditate in the morning, remember who you are, and then during the day, do soda. Stop, observe, detach. You are Atman. You are the perfect being that was created when you fell from divine unity. And you will find your life dramatically change. Okay, so I'm ready to take questions, Courtney. I hope that everyone had a wonderful experience with that. If you weren't able to do the meditation with us, please go to the book and do it for yourself. Okay, Courtney?
Awesome. Yep. Up first, we have Valerie, and Valerie is calling from California. Welcome to the show, Valerie.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Cindy.
Where are you in California?
The northern portion.
Yeah, my son lives in San Francisco.
Oh, I'm okay. Not too far from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I have the book Hands of Light.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now as you were saying that.
Good. Do you know what page this is on? It's on page 170.
Okay.
In the second column.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, great. So what question do you have for me today?
Oh, and also I practice your third eye. Where you rub the third eye and visualize a spiritual symbol.
Uh-huh.
And I had got the golden eight, the number, but it was golden.
Wow. Do you know what that means?
I don't.
Well, the number eight, I consider to be the most spiritual number for a human being. What it is the highest level of frequency that we can experience, and when you turn it on its side, it's eternity. The symbol for the eight is the symbol of eternity. So whenever I make up a password or a email, I always put an eight in it because I always want to go to the eighth level. So for you to get that confirmation, you are right on the right path. And because you shared that, you get a free reading with me. And I am so excited.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, I can't wait to talk to you some more. So you stay on the line, and I'll answer all your questions in the private reading. And Courtney will take your information, and I'll make an appointment with you.
Oh, great. Sounds good.
Okay, Valerie. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, up next we have Rose Maria, and she's calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Rose Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Rose Maria?
I'm doing great.
How good.
I am kind of spiritual and stuff like that. I do readings. On occasion, I see stuff like... or send stuff, so I do that also.
you do mediumship?
The mediumship, intuitively.
Oh, that's great. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I can control it.
Yeah, so did you have a question?
About my... a relationship with communication, if you sense anything around that.
Around communication.
Right.
Oh, okay. Rose Maria, would you repeat your first and middle name for me twice?
Rose Maria. Say it in English. John.
Okay. And would you give me the month and day of your birth?
12/31.
Oh, you were a tax deduction. All parents love their 1231 babies. Okay, great. So, could you be more specific about your question?
Communication with a love relationship, if they're going to communicate anytime soon.
Okay, great. Okay, let me take a look at this. Okay, I see a medium lavender aura around your head. I absolutely see it very clearly. You have absolutely the potential to be the highest medium. You have been practicing it. You're not a new medium. They're not showing me that. Okay, let me see what else I can... First, I'm going to talk about you, and then I'll talk about the communication, okay?
Cool.
Does the color yellow mean anything to you right now?
I've been having yellow canaries, black and white, or black, all yellow, or yellow and black butterflies fly across me.
Okay. All right. So that would indicate that you need to put your will behind something. There's something that you're doing in your life that in order to accomplish it, you really have to want it. You have to really want it and really put, you know, pedal to the metal here. Now, that could be in this relationship, or it could be in your career or a family member. You know, it could apply to anything or a lot of things. So let me connect now to the relationship.
Okay.
Okay. I'm seeing that your friend, and I believe he's male. Is this a male friend?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I believe that right now he is showing his dark side to you. He has another side to him that is very down to earth and, you know, reliable. But right now, for some reason, he is not being his best self toward you. Let me see if I can see why that is. What fear I'm getting immediately. He's afraid. Okay. So he's trying to push you away by, you know, I don't know if he's being unpleasant or cold or just not connecting with you, but he has fear about getting closer to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. He goes back and forth when I'm not around and when I'm gone.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything more about that you'd like to ask before we get off?
Is he going to ever stop doing it?
Oh, okay.
And all communicate
right. So
with
like
me.
To see in the future. Okay. Let's see where
he goes. Yeah, so I want to go home as soon as I can.
I don't really see it. I don't really see him changing. I see that he, along the line, he will be a little bit nicer to you, but I don't see him being warm and, you know, coming together with you. He keeps his distance in the future.
Cool.
I'm sorry if that's not what you wanted, but at least you know. Yeah. I think you probably had that intuition anyway.
Yeah, he has no other choice if I show up, so.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank
you. Nice to talk to you. Bye.
Awesome. Up next, we have Lisa, and Lisa is calling from Connecticut. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi, thank you. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm enjoying you so much. And I have to say, I'm not sure if you're aware that Barbara Brennan has just written a new book after all these years.
Oh, really?
I just got it. You know why? Because I used to have her books, and my mom sold them at a tag sale. So I went looking for them online and bought them again and said, oh, she's written a new book, and it's called Core Light Healing.
Core Light Healing. Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Got it.
I can't believe it.
Me neither, because these were from like the 70s or 80s, weren't they, the others?
Oh, yeah. I got wet when they very first came out. My kids were babies. So, yeah.
Well, good news there.
That's amazing. What a synchronicity, huh?
It really is. And all three books are sitting on my kitchen table right now. So I'm like, whoa.
You're in the right place at the right time.
You are.
No, I am anyway. Okay. So did you have a question?
Yes, I am. I have been very ill most of my life, and science has caught up with the illnesses. I'm getting better, and I want to have a life again. But I don't know which direction I'm supposed to go in. I'm so torn and confused, and I'm interested in healing, and I had learned Reiki to help myself, and yet I'm pulled towards you know, the Christian side of everything, and wondering if I should learn pastoral counseling and or be a healer. I'm lost, and I've had an offer for a barber job to go back to barbering, but that doesn't feel right. I feel like I'm not at the age at 58 to be standing on my feet all day for 10 hours a day.
Right, right. Okay. Could you just repeat your first and middle name for me?
Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie.
Oh, okay. And what is the day and the month of your birth?
January 26th.
Okay, great. Okay, so let me just see how you're doing here. Okay. So I see blue light around you, which would indicate a psychic ability. It's a little bit darker than like a new psychic. So you have received, although you may not know it, psychic information. Okay, let me look at your body overall. Okay, so you have at some time in the recent past changed your diet or have been doing something that has really increased your energy and your vitality. But prior to that, you weren't getting the nutrients that you needed, and that was part of what was making you sick. What I see in part is a nutrient problem. Now, I am not a medical medium at this point. I'm interested in moving forward in that area. But let me refer you to the best medical medium on the planet. He is like Edgar Cayce. He was chosen to be the special medium, the medical medium for this age. And he's written two books, and he's on radio. He's on Hey Radio. His name is Anthony William. And before you do anything, and I'll look at your future too, but before you do anything, I would recommend that you read his book, Medical Medium. And I think you're going to find an answer in there that's going to really surprise you, because I think I know what's wrong. But I want you to search for that yourself in that book.
Please,
okay?
Tell me. You have no idea. I have stacks that are 5 feet tall of research that I do on the internet. I have hundreds of nutrition books. I found out that I had gene mutations, and I'm allergic to almost every food on the face of the earth. I can only have 5 food items. That's probably where the deficiency is coming from. And we're working with that, and I take... hands full of vitamins, but that's why I'm getting better, because I was allergic to everything. I always ate natural good foods. I was allergic to them all.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't eating pizza or any good things. I was eating all natural raw foods, but I was allergic to everything in my diet.
Wow.
How crazy is that? All the good stuff. I mean, all the really good stuff. You think, oh, that's so good for you. You eat that every day. Good. Yeah, it was making me sicker.
I'm allergic to a lot of fruits and vegetables, so I really can relate to this.
I found out I was allergic to sulfur, and histamines, and they are in everything.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Maybe if you have a lot of that, you might check into that.
I will. I would really, really like to see you, and I hope in my heart that you will have a chance to, you know, interact either personally with Anthony or, you know, get some information from his book that will really put you on target to being able to deal with what you're dealing with. And because then you can go on to do your higher work. But I think first you need to heal yourself. Now, tell me the choices again that you want to try in the future. You were thinking about being a healer, being a barber. And what was the other one?
Pastoral counseling.
Oh, pastoral counseling. Okay. Let me just look at this for a minute.
If there's something else that the angels or God or spirit is telling you, I would love to hear the idea.
Okay.
I'm just out of ideas.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I am seeing a gold cross. I believe that Spirit is recommending that you become a pastoral counselor. Does that ring true for you?
God is closest in my heart more than anything, and helping people is right there with it.
So that's what you love the most in your heart?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, I'd say you're heading in the right direction because you always follow your heart. That's what works. Did you know there's brain cells in your heart?
No.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that interesting? There's also brain cells in your stomach. So that when we say we know something in our gut, we feel something in our gut, or I feel my heart is broken, that is a real biological, physiological thing. These cells are picking up those impulses. So, well, I need to take another caller, Lisa, but gosh, it was great to talk to you, and all blessings to your new profession.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Awesome. Up next, we have Mary Lou, and Mary Lou is calling from New Orleans. Welcome to the show, Mary Lou.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Mary Lou. What do you have for us today?
You know, I would love to ask for what Spirit has for me, because I can ask questions all day long, and maybe that's not what I need to get to the point of the growth that I need.
Okay.
So can I just ask for what Spirit has?
Oh, absolutely. I find that asking Spirit guides for people when I'm a medium, that it's the easiest mediumship there is, because spirit guides tune right into your frequency and mine because they're so advanced. And so asking for information from a spirit guide is the very best thing you can do. So let me tune in, okay, to your spirit guide and ask my spirit guide to come forward. I'll ask Kevin, my spirit guide, to come forward and to connect with Mary Lou's spirit guide. And let me just see what I get, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm getting a dartboard. They're showing me that you're aiming for something. You're aiming for something, and it will take a lot of practice before you really hit it in the center, that before you really accomplish what you're thinking of, whatever you're thinking of, whatever comes to your mind right this minute, it's going to take a lot of practice. So do you understand what that means?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It could be career stuff, but I would like to believe that after 30 years, I've practiced enough.
Yes. Well, it must be something else. Hang on just a second. What is it they want you to work for? You know, keep practicing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I immediately got a scene in nature. They would like you to relax, to be out in nature. And it's something that you would have to practice to regularly, you know, spend time in nature and relax. Is that true?
Yeah, I've heard that before. I assume that's to develop spiritually.
What I got immediately was your need to relax, that it's putting a lot of stress on your body, that you're holding a lot of tension. And so this is kind of a health thing right now. I asked about, does this mean meditation? No, this is... They want me to tell you, you need to relax and to get healing in nature.
Okay.
So let me just do one more because I feel there's one more thing, okay? Hang on just
a
second. Okay. What I saw was a Bible with golden pages open, and an arrow go up through the Bible and up above it. Does that mean something to you?
I don't know. I see stuff like that. I don't understand it either.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Well, I'll tell you what I think it means, okay? And
okay.
This is just symbology reading. This is not psychic. Well, hang on a second. Let me ask Spirit what it means. Okay. They are telling me that you need to go for it. Whatever interest you have, spiritually or religiously, anything that has ever drawn you closer to your soul, they want you to practice and go for it.
Okay.
Do you have a special practice or group?
I run a group, but I haven't been meeting lately because I'm under a lot of stress. And my practice is just on my own, and I would definitely say that my life is in the way of that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be very present when you're under a lot of stress.
Right. So that was their first message. Oh, I'm sorry, it was your second message. You're going to have to practice at relaxing. Practice going into nature. Have a routine of going into nature. Relax. That's before you can accomplish anything else. And then they encourage you to go and move forward spiritually. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Good luck with that.
All right. I will definitely do it. Thank you.
Okay, hon. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome, Cindy. We're down to about the last 7 minutes of the show, so I'm going to give it back to you, okay?
Sure. Okay, so what I'd like everybody to do today with the psychic method is we're going to do the inner eye method for using the rose and take it to the next level. So for those of you who weren't listening in when we learned to do seeing the rose in our inner eye, I'm going to start at the very beginning. And what this practice takes more than anything else, all you need to do this psychic method, and it will work for you for sure, is that you are patient enough to receive it from something that appears to be outside yourself. Because the biggest problem that we make when we are being psychic is that we think before we wait. So in other words, when I'm waiting to see that rose, I am thinking, oh, the rose, you know, is defeated today. Or when I see the rose, it's going to be laying on the ground. You know, I have some preconceived idea of what the rose will look like. And so patience requires is a still mind. Sometimes I can't still my mind when I'm waiting for the rose, and I'll explain that in just a minute, how to see the rose. So what I do is I say in the corner of my mind really softly so that I'm not creating the rose, rose, show me what your, you know, show me your message, rose, show me your message, rose, show me your message. Really softly in the corner of my mind, and then the rose shows me its message, and I know that it wasn't me making it up. Okay, so that's one technique to do it. Okay, so first of all, in actually doing the technique, I want you to put your finger right between your eyebrows, and that is what they call, and I haven't used this before, I don't think, Ajna Chakra. It is your third eye. We exist. Our true little kernel of self, we are right behind our third eye. That is where we dwell. So if you ever want to know where you are up there, okay, looking up there. Now I want you to imagine, and all, you know, imagination is one of the functions of being psychic. So by using imagination, you are taking the first step in being psychic. So imagine a great big purple flower right in the middle of that third eye, that, and it's going to spin around. And I want you to spin it in a counterclockwise fashion as you're looking at it from your own body. So start to spin it counterclockwise, slowly. Now breathe in through that chakra. Breathe in, breathe out. Now speed up the flower in a counterclockwise direction. Speeding up, speeding up, speeding up, inhaling in, inhaling out. Now close your eyes if you hadn't already, and you see darkness. And what I want you to do is to pretend that there is a movie screen in front of you. And on that movie screen, you see a beautiful bud vase. And in that bud vase is a rose. I want you to pretend there's a rose and pretend that it is a certain color. Okay, you have the rose and a rosebud up on the screen, and you have the rose be a certain color. Okay, now I want you to say to the rose, "Rose, show me yes." And what, however the rose moves or doesn't move for you, that is how the rose, the psychic self, is telling you yes. So for me, the rose stands up straight and the flower heads toward heaven. Okay. Now I want you to look at your flower back the way it was, and I want you to say, "Rose, show me no. Rose, show me no." Okay? Now, whatever the rose is doing is right for you. For my rose, no, it droops down over the vase. I know that that's no. Okay? So, what I'd like you to do today is ask your rose a question. Just a really simple question. Should I have spaghetti for dinner? Just ask the question. And let the rose respond. Or ask the rose, "Is my name something?" I'll say, "Rose, is my name Cindy Leacock?" Stand straight up, okay? Ask the rose your name. Is that your name? Okay, now ask the rose somebody else's name. And what did the rose do? So what I'd like you to do for the rest of the day is to stop and tune in to your rose. If you have a decision to make, if you want to say something to somebody but you're not sure it's the right thing, I'd just like you to tune in and make sure that you've got the agreement of your psychic self. It has been such a pleasure to take your calls today, to share all these exciting things with you. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Courtney Overfield for being our producer, Jason Shaw at AudioNautics.com. And we will be back next Thursday for more readings and for more methods. And I really hope you'll join us because, like I said, these will be the last three shows, and I'm going to try to make them really special for you. If you ever want to get in touch with me, please email me on my website at www.CindyLeacock.com. Bye-bye.